everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your girl, your host, LaToya Washington, here on Broken Vessels Podcast. It's Friday night. God has blessed us with another day. We are going into this weekend. We are going into this quiet time with family and friends and loved ones as we prepare for time of Sabbath, of rest, to honor and worship our Lord. Listen, I thank you again for tuning in to Broken Vessels Podcast. There is something that is on my heart that I just want to share tonight. I just got done doing an interview, and me and two young ladies were having a conversation about our journey to healing and, you know, what happened and, you know, what we had to face and the steps we needed to take and all these different things. And I tell you something, I think about how the condition of this world today, we know that the Bible is indeed fulfilling itself, and we see that the word of God is true, and we know that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And one thing I want to say to my brothers and sisters in Christ is to stay pure. I speak to myself, I speak to my husband, I speak to my family, I speak to my friends, I speak to all my brothers and sisters, near and far, to stay pure. Not in what you think is pure, but according to God's word, according to God's instructions, according to God's principles, according to God's commandments. Stay pure. Let's go into the word of God tonight. It says 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, watchfulness for the Lord. So as we wait, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, as we wait for our Savior to return, we don't know the hour, we don't know the minute, we don't know the day, but we know that He is coming. We know that our Savior is indeed to come. We know that there is a time and while we wait for His return, while we wait for Him to crack the sky, to wrap this thing on up, let's watch. And remain pure and stay pure. Don't let your hands touch everything. Don't be so quick to touch everything, to be in everything, to be a part of everything. Just be pure. Wait on the Lord. So let's see, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. How you ought to walk, not to the world, not what the world thinks you should walk, not how the world thinks you should talk. Not how the world thinks you should move, but according to what pleases God. You ought to walk this way because it pleases God. You ought to talk this way because it pleases God. You ought to move this way because it pleases God. You ought to be still and stay pure because it pleases God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus Christ. His commandments, His word, His instructions, His guidance for living in the earth, for being set apart and sanctified and consecrated for His use. We know the commandments. Verse 3 says, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, and that you should abstain from sexual immorality. When we see the sexual perversion, when we see the sexual immorality, when we see it, hallelujah, because we know who we serve, because we know how we ought to walk, because we know how we ought to live to please God, we will refrain and abstain from sexual immorality and sexual perversion. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Sanctification and honor. We walk in this thing on out in sanctification and honor. Hallelujah. And it says, not in passion and of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. We know God, so we walk in sanctification and in honor. We know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such. Listen, he is the avenger of all such. As we also forewarned you and testified, for God did not call us to uncleanliness, but in holiness. The word says it, in holiness. His love, his great love towards us. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. Want to know what the Holy Spirit is? The characteristics of the Holy Spirit? Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's see what the Word of God says about the Holy Spirit. Let's see what the Word of God says about the Holy Spirit. Let's go into John 16. I love talking and hearing and reading about the Holy Spirit. John 16, verse 5. Jesus says to them, but now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said things to you, sorrow has filled your heart, right? He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is your advantage that I go. I will send him to you. It is to your advantage that I go away, for I do not go away. The helper will not come. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, has come, he, the Holy Spirit, will guide you into all truth. He, the Holy Spirit, will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he, the Holy Spirit, hears, he will speak. The Holy Spirit will speak, and the Holy Spirit will tell you things to come. And he, who is the Holy Spirit, will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take a mind and declare it to you. Listen, stay pure. Watch, pray. If you've fallen, if you've forsaken your first love, let me tell you something. I read Revelations chapter 2, verse 1 through 8 last night. I've read it so many times. And I read it, and it did something to my spirit, because I looked up the word forsaken. It means to abandon, they abandon their first love. They were in sin. Let's go to it. Don't take my word. Let's read the word. Let's go to Revelation 2. Revelation 2, verse 1. It says, to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, he says. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them to be liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Nevertheless, however, I have this against you. Oh, Babasha, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. But this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. I cry about that because he says, remember therefore where you have fallen. Forsaken and abandoned your first love. Allowing the conditions around you and the situations around you to cause you to walk away from your first love. It is sin. It is no longer walking in purity because it is sin that we have stepped into and sin that we have practiced. And what is so sad is that we do. Forsaken our first works and forsaken what he has called us to do. So we started with stay pure. You can't stay pure without the Holy Spirit. You can't do it in your own strength. So we go to the Holy Spirit. John 16, we read about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. The Holy Spirit is a guide. The Holy Spirit is truth. The Holy Spirit will only speak what thus God says to speak. And look, don't lose your first love. Hallelujah. Don't lose your first love. Don't forsake or abandon the works that God has called you to do. Yes, you have seen that these apostles that proclaim to be apostles or liars, but don't forsake and abandon the work that God has called you to do. They are liars, but you have a responsibility. That's not just for me. Stay pure. Stay pure, brothers and sisters. I know you see the evil works that are going on around us. I know you see the evil deeds that are going on around us. You've been patient. You've endured. But don't forsake your first love. Hallelujah. Don't forsake your first works. Don't forsake it. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and stay pure. Oh my Shandarabasa. Stay pure. Stay pure. Stay pure. I'm pleading with you. Stay pure. Stay pure. We don't know when he will return. We don't know when Christ will return. But stay pure. Stay focused. Keep your eyes on the Lord. If you have sinned, repent, turn. Change your life, your mind. Allow the Holy Spirit to refresh, revive, and renew you and fill you. Fill you up that your life be changed and transformed. That you indeed be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Stay pure. Grateful for you all. I thank God for his mercy that he would even give us these words, these letters that he wrote. Oh, for us to have to read to help us, to lead us, to guide us, to sharpen us, to convict us, to prick us, to chasten us, to discipline us, to disciple us, to help us. I thank you. I pray you all have a blessed weekend. But remember, stay pure, no matter what. I love you all and thank you for tuning in to Broken Vessels Podcast.